I'm Rachel Otwell. This is Illinois Edition. Late last month, the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture was officially opened in D.C. The Springfield and Central Illinois African American History Museum has been around for about 5 years. It's changed location 3 times and now sits in a building directly outside of Oak Ridge Cemetery, where Abraham Lincoln is interred. The museum is run solely on the enthusiasm and work of volunteers. Doug King is the president of the board and is acting as its director. The nonprofit is actively seeking a full-time pay director. I visited King at the museum to take a peek at the exhibits and get to know more about it. All right, so walking in, it's the main part is a big open area, and there's an airplane or something overhead, it appears. But there's a lot of artwork on the walls. Can you tell us a little bit about how you've collected the art?
Oh, yeah. We have 2 artists in residences here. One is Preston Jackson, who people who know art in Springfield know Preston Jackson, who gets his reputation primarily from his sculpture.
Peoria guy.
Born in Decatur, lives now in Peoria, has a studio there. Has taught at the Chicago Institute of Art, and he's a professor emeritus there. He also has been awarded something called regional Emmys. Now, my understanding of Emmys, like most people's, it has to do with television awards. And I have yet to take the time out to find out how you get a regional Emmy for your art.
He's just that good.
He is good. He's very good.
He's got I see the picture of the Richard Pryor bronze sculpture that he did, as well as some others, as you mentioned, but also just beautiful artwork on the
wall. Beautiful artwork and very engaging artwork. He tells people that he paints what he sees, feels, tastes, visualizes in his own perspective. And he said, that's okay, I'm the artist, I do that. He says, for his viewers, he said, I want you to look at what you see from your own perspective. Your perspective, I'm not going to tell you what mine is. I paint it. I want you just to look at it and come to your own perspectives about what you see and what you feel and what you taste. For example, you and I are looking at this one picture, very colorful in many ways, and we probably have 2 different perspectives of what we're looking at here. He said, and that's good. He says, I want them to look at their lives and how they live their lives and how their lives and the perspective that they see their lives might be different from somebody else looking at this, you know, looking at their life. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. It's okay to have different perspectives. Maybe these perspectives, at some point, once we realize that it's okay for someone else to have something different from yours, that might bring us closer together as a society.
The museum features many other pieces of contemporary art, including some that draw inspiration from life in African countries, like Mali.
And these are all original pieces.
Quite massive.
Quite massive, but they're so engaging, too. And some of these, it's like you could just reach out and touch some of the figures that are portrayed here. Or just walk. This particular one is called Coronation, and it has to do with a coronation of a king or some sort of leader. It's like I could always almost walk in the room and be with them.
Mm-hmm.
We have some other pieces, and this exhibit is called Out of Africa, and this one really gets a lot of attention. This mm-hmm. is a woman and a child on her lap, and we've had African visitors come and tell us exactly what land she's from, what country she's from, and what tribe in that country that she is from. And we really like to have that number one, that piece of education that we don't always know. Sometimes we Americans don't know any better, and we still think of Africa as a country, you know.
King tells me that the Springfield and Central Illinois African American Museum is devoted to capturing pieces of history that are unique to the area. One set of posters tells the stories of Black Springfield residents that Abraham Lincoln would have been in contact with. In one corner, a whole wall is covered in a captivating array of black and white photographs. They come from a Springfield photographer I had never heard of before. His name was Eddie Winfred Helm, a.k.a. Doc. He spent 50 years covering state government events as a photographer for the Secretary of State. As a Black man, he also took it upon himself to cover important events within the African American community, and also took hundreds of photographs that showed everyday scenes in the Black community. He had a skillful, sensitive eye, and the pictures are artful. Doc was an integral part of the Springfield community, involved in efforts like the NAACP and Urban League. The photographs on display span through the 1940s through the 60s.
All of the photographs are black and white except for one. And we can tell what it does, and the reason why we put it here amongst all these other black and whites is we see time here. We see the time before color film became available. This is really the exhibit, maybe more than the others, that really tell our history. And it gets you to thinking about what about the backstories. Photographs are an instant in time, a second in time, okay? You know these people were living life, these soldiers marching down the intersection of 12th and Monroe Streets here in town after the war, World War II. You can kind of visualize maybe in your head, what did they do prior to this picture being taken, and what did they do afterwards? And that's what we're about. That's what the museum is that's what our mission is all about.
And this really shows all facets of life. There's a Black-owned greenhouse, a Springfield Urban League, Douglas Community Center, circa 1950s maybe, and then children at like a birthday party. So really runs the gamut here.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And there's other stories here too, and I'll tell you one story. The building of the John Hay Homes, circa 1950 or so, resulted in eminent domain being exercised, and people who lived in what was called the area of the levee, Springfield levee, which was primarily African American, they and other whites who, and other, not just African Americans, but African Americans and white who lived in that area, they were relocated into what was called Tent City. Tents were erected to house these people during the time that the John Hay Homes were built. And then once the Hay Homes were built, they were moved back into the Hay Homes.
Essentially projects on the east side.
Yes, yeah, public housing projects, yes. This picture shows a man and two children, three children rather, who when this picture was taken, they lived in Tent City. And gosh, probably I think maybe 3 months ago, maybe a little further back, we had a gentleman come in. He was in his 60s, and he has a significant other with him, and he rushes her back here, and he says, "That's me." Maybe 18 months, maybe not quite 2 years old, sitting in his father's lap, and his father's sitting on a bed, and he's got two older brothers standing for this picture. One of the brothers, he told us, has passed on. The other one's still living. And what this picture generates for me is several things. How they must have lived before Tent City, certainly how they lived after Tent City, but even more poignantly here, it's where's mom? Because mother is not shown in this picture. She could have been working. She could have been at the grocery store. She could have been running all kinds of errands. Or mom may not have been in that picture, a part of that family anymore. So it kind of generates those kinds of questions about how you live life and what happens when you're living life.
The father certainly has a world-weary expression,
yes,
I think.